Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Throwing to an Aaron Glenn highlight, so much for that.
That is a Glenn highlight. Yeah. That's when he ran it back 108 yards on the kickoff. I remember watching that game in 98. Vanderjagt tried it from 63. That was in Indianapolis. He fielded it right at midway through the end zone. And Brian Cox, remember him?
Yes, of course.
He actually cleaned the path up for Aaron Glenn the last 5 to 10 yards, and he took it back 108 to the house.
And the reason, 108. The reason why we were going to throw that highlight right there is because it is official. Adam Schefter tweeting just a little while ago, BT, a new coach in New York. The Jets are hiring former Lions defensive coordinator and former Jet Aaron Glenn as their new head coach.
I'm really happy. I'm really excited. I'm really enthused. It doesn't make any sense to make these bold predictions. Nobody cares. They mean nothing. What you do is you react to the hire, and my reaction is definitely a positive one. And now my focus is on, you know, I want to see how he comports himself at the press conference, though that's not always a sign that it's going to be good. But I hope it's a rock star home run of a presser.
Which I bet it will be.
I do, too. I bet a lot of former teammates, I wouldn't be surprised if Corbett or Vinny, some of these local guys, find their way back home. And go and support Aaron, who they both play with him for a while. And then it's the business of building a staff and lifting the Jets out of this nearly decade and a half abyss where they've been on this escalator to hell. And hopefully he is the one to get us off.
Well, and now we'll find out, I would think, in the coming days, if not next week, about the quarterback situation. Here's why, and I'm not trying to rain on the parade. If you're a Jet fan, you have to be excited and you have to be hopeful beyond what even you may feel in your gut, like me. Like, in my gut, I don't think this is a bad hire. It's not the hire that I would have made. I don't think it's the best hire. And just to hammer home that point, Schefter followed up that initial tweet with this. And we know this, but just to again reiterate it. The Jets have now hired seven head coaches since the end of 2000. Aaron Glenn, now hired here, six of them have been first-time head coaches with defensive backgrounds. Herm, Mangini, Rex, Bowles, Sala, and Glenn, the one exception, Adam Gase. That, I know, BT, it shouldn't mean anything.
I hear you. It's tough to...
They're doing
not
the
lump
same
it all in.
Friggin' thing. It's
close.
Yeah,
I think the one difference is that it feels like from a talent base, more like when Mangini was coming in, more so than when Gase was coming in. Like, the talent base is elevated. You know, now we got to get the answers on Rodgers. I would almost guarantee that Glenn wants Aaron Rodgers to come back and be his quarterback. We'll get the answer to that soon. But listen, I get it. That's why... You know, I can only tell you, like, what's in my gut. Nobody knows. Even Woody, who signed off on this, he doesn't fully... Nobody really knows. Mike Tannenbaum and Spielman don't really, truly know. Just like the Giants didn't know when they elevated, what was he, a linebackers coach, and almost fired him after his first year when he won 3 or 4 games, Bill Parcells. They didn't know that they were basically taken out of the incubator, the 2 or 3 greatest coaches in the history of football.
Right.
You really don't know. Sometimes the elevation and sometimes the ascension comes from the most unlikely place. And if you told me a year ago, hey, by the way, in 2025, Aaron Glenn's going to be the head coach, I'd be like, what? And I followed his path. How do we get there? I don't know. I just hope it's the right one. And in my gut, it feels better than not.
And I do think, even though at my core, I don't like it because of those reasons, first-time defensive guy, Glenn should be set up better than a lot of the others, if not every one of the others, maybe outside of Rex, because of what's potentially in place. Also, it could have been worse. Like, if Woody hired Rex, that would have been a bad hire. There were worse moves to be made. I'll be rooting for him. He's got to root for. Look forward to when they have the press conference and all that. It's still not the move that I would have made.
I got you. Hey, we'll keep talking about this tomorrow. Johnny's, let's go. Enjoy. Now, I will see you very quickly at the Garden tonight. I got to go up. They put us basically by the roof to do the games, which sucks.
Enjoy
at the
it up there.
Yes, I will see. Enjoy the floor. Bring us some luck tonight, all right? You and Hoff, you got your Johnny's gear on. Get on. You're going to get on TV a lot tonight. Watch.
Really?
Guaranteed. Dude, you're on the court, man.
Better make sure I do my hair. All right, that does it for us. We'll be back tomorrow. Talk about the Johnny's tonight. And whatever else, obviously more on Aaron Glenn and see what happens in the world of baseball as well. Thanks to Dove, thanks to Hop, thanks to everybody who listened and called. We appreciate each and every one of you. Evan and Tiki, they're coming up next. We'll see you tomorrow at 10 a.m.